Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests, discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Hamp's Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. So come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guest of the hour, and even contribute to the discussion, so that we may leave here having gained, or at the very least, enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it.
Hello, 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 people. And welcome once again. Glad you decided to hang with me on my corner for this particular show. You are being entertained by Hemp Selections from his collection, Volume LXXXVII, or simply Show Number 87. We're working hard on our next book to be released in November, so we may be out of pocket at times, which is the reason we have not made September scheduled broadcast. Stay tuned to our social media sites for any changes. Meanwhile, my book, Moonshine Knee, is still available at https://outskirtspress.com/Moonshine Knee. Moonshine Knee, spelled UNCHON-NI, is the ultimate reading book. Something for you to read while you continue to shelter in place, or just in your leisure time, or relaxing. Are you feeling these hot summer days? You know, summer is past and we're getting on into the winter time, or at least the fall, that's for sure, heading for winter. Why don't you get the Moonshine as a gift for that reading friend of yours, or just for yourself? You will not be disappointed. Meanwhile, folks, we are here today for a menu of smooth jazz that tickles your sense of sound. As always, I'll introduce you to a few of my favorite cuts. And as you know, I'm not a DJ. I, like you, are a music lover. That doesn't stop me from proving my favorites to you. I discovered a gem in Andre Ward's 2007 Crystal System, a Crystal City CD. We are featuring five cuts from his CD today. So join me. Enjoy my selections by swaying to the beat. We want you to chill, enjoy the music. It's Brother Hemp doing his thing for your musical pleasure. Once again, thanks for stopping by on my corner. We offer one of Andre Ward's cuts from his Crystal City CD for your pleasure. He calls this one, I Don't Want to Be in Love.
Thank you.
Next up, a lively one with flutist Kim Scott. She's covering the Michael Jackson classic called Billie Jean. Thank you. Billie Jean, Kim Scott. Lady can blow that flute, can't she? All right, we turn our attention to bass guitarist Julian Vaughn with his rendition of Someone to Love. Yes, once again, that was Julian Vaughn with Someone to Love from his Chapters of Love CD. Okay, now another lively cut from Brian Culberson. The CD is called Music from the Hang. This is the title cut, of course, called The Hang.
hangout.
All right, Brian Culberson from his CD Music from the Hang, the title cut, The Hang. That's what that was. Here we have for you another flutist, this time from Marion Meadows with another title track. It's from Marion's CD entitled Secrets. Of course, the name of the song, Secrets. Here we go. One of my all-time favorite singers, Miss Anita Baker. This is easily one of her composition CD classics. She calls it One to Blame. All right, Miss Anita. Sing it, girl. One to Blame from Anita Baker. All right. To close this set out, it's time to really turn it up. This is Nathan East with the rousing cut entitled Daft Funk. Daft Funk. Hey. Come on now. Draft Funk by Nathan East. All right, folks. This program is brought to you by Ham's Corner of America, parent company, the Chia Group, C-H-I-I-A Group. You can check us out at www.hcofa.net. I wanted to share one of my life's mature adventures with the world. In 2010, I wrote my first book to do just that. As I said at the outset, the book is entitled Un Chan Ni and tells of my U.S. Army South Korean tour in the early 60s. I remember my oldest son saying it was a book that would only interest other Vietnam-era veterans, their wives, or relatives. He hadn't read the book or the storyline at the time. No, the book appeals to all folks interested in our soldiers stationed abroad. I've republished the book, Un Chan Ni, South Korea, I remember 1962-63. It was released the end of last year. It's a love story that ends in a final separation. Readers will see how Un Chan Ni soldiers and other characters feel about their identity. You read now black soldiers cope with civil rights, racism, and their military obligations. Now emotionally involved, you're left as a reader, as are the characters, wondering, what if? Yes, it's more than just a story about the military. You will have a chance to cast a vote on how it moves you to think of different approaches to life's problems. Look for the availability details at https://outskirtspress.com/Un Chan Ni. Got time on your hands? Read a good book. If not one of mine, get somebody else's to read, okay? All right, let's go on with the music. This is another cut from Julian Vaughn's new CD entitled Chapters of Love. Calls this one A Feeling. Thank you. Here is the incomparable Will Downing with his interpretation of a classic song. He does an outstanding job on this cut. It's entitled Wishing on a Star.
Baby, I feel it's time for us to get to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. And I'm wishing all the rainbows that I see. I'm wishing all the people we'd ever be. And I wish it all the day to come and day to come. I'm wishing all the days of loving you. So yes, I am. I'm wishing.
Yes, sir. It's Brian Culberson's CD, The Hang, again. This cut is called When I'm With You. Thank you. All right. Andre Ward is up again from his Crystal City CD. This one is entitled Chicago. Here we go. Chicago, here we go. That was Andre Ward. It's my man Jonathan Butler with one of his classics. He calls this one Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I woke up this morning and I wrote down this song. Just crying. I've seen rain, I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I couldn't find a friend, but I always thought I'd see you again, again. Help me make a stand. Just gotta see me through another day, another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any, any other way.
Yes, sir. Fire and Rain by Jonathan Butler. This show is also brought to you by Rich Tycoon, all original AO brand. You may have seen him wearing it on his Chapter 34 CD. He has on a pullover hooded sweatshirt with the pronounced letters AO capitalized in bold. The hooded sweatshirts, as well as this past summer's t-shirt styles, come in a variety of colors. He also has a zippered style just in time for the fall with the hoodie and the same all original lettering across the chest, displaying the big AO for you. AO snapbacks, AO sweatshirts, and AO t-shirts are also available. Check him out. Go to his site at www.alorigina.media. Go there for the full details. I got mine. Order yours today. Along with AO Media, my son Richie Tycoon Hampton is doing it all these days. Check out the commercial he made for one of my books entitled Remembering Mars. It's shown on my Facebook page. You got a commercial project that you want created, filmed, and produced? Rich is the man to call. As noted, go to www.alorigina.media for the full details. You will not be disappointed with the end product. All right, back to the music. We open up this set to the sound of Kim. Here's a cut from his latest CD entitled Love. All right, let's go. Yay. From his Secret CD. The vocalist slipped my mind at the moment. I had to get back to you with that, but the cut is called You Lift My Heart.
just let go. You speak to me. You don't need to make a sound. Your love is in me, like the rain gets to the ground.
The vocalist escapes my mind at the moment. I'll have to get back to you with that. We'll play it again sometime. Now, Andre Ward is back with a nice one. It's another track from his Crystal City CD called They Keep Calling. He's back. Now a little Brian Culberson music from the Hang CD. This cut's title of which is Call Together Tonight. Thank you. Here's the back in the day classic for you. It's from sax man Ronnie Laws. He calls it Friends, Strangers. Friends and Strangers, Ronnie Laws. Well, This is from bass guitarist Julian Vaughn from the Chapters of Love CD called Loving You. Once again, this show is brought to you by the release of Un Chani, South Korea. I remember 1962-63. A must read for clarity about soldiers stationed overseas during the civil rights era. Listening to the following excerpt from my blog about Unchani. It begins by saying, Black GIs are confronted with duty, honor, confusion because of race issues, demonstrations back home. Given the oath they swore to when entering the army, they had no choice but to become exceptional soldiers, as did any dog soldier, no matter their race or origin. They found ways to justify their obedience while not sacrificing their racial identities. A quick right cross to Jim Crow's jaw normally resolved any outstanding issues. That attitude brought about the question, what about the nonviolent demeanor as played out in the U.S. of A. civil rights demonstrations? Conflict of responsibility between race and army obligations was a daily reminder for Uncle Sam's black soldiers. Unchani Camptown girls made the entire tour assignment worth the experience. Without flaws, they expertly played the part of a girlfriend, wife, next-door neighbor, sister, brother, psychologist, and nursemaid, you name it. They allowed the American's GI to mature, expand their knowledge of the opposite sex. They duplicated as close to a sense of home life as one could ever wish for daily. Readers can examine the flashback events that the primary character, the author, remembered in his life. I call this book my semi-biography that culminated with my maturing as a person. They said at the time, the U.S. Army would make a man out of you. One learns certain things by accident. From my perspective, given the help of South Korea assignment, mission accomplished. End of quote. This novel is available in all formats, including paperback, BNN Nook, Amazon Kindle, or download a PDF copy. The novel's details located at the author's publisher's site at https://outskirtspress.com/Unchani. Let me know what you think. All right. Back to our menu of soul music and smooth jazz. Okay. Let's go back and get a real classic again. This, we're going to bring back the iconic Anita Baker. Here she offers a moving cut from her composition CD, the selection of which is entitled Fairy Tales. Come on, girl.
Before I went to bed,
Hey, Fairy Tales, Anita Baker. Don't forget, whenever I go over my allotted 2-hour time frame, which is every show, the live broadcast will cut off. But you can hear the rest of the show by playing it again at your leisure. You know, you can play it on the computer anytime. Play a little bit, play it all. You know, do your thing. All right, folks. Here is Marion Meadows again with another nice offering from his secret CD. He calls it Here to Stay. All right, today is Saturday, but this is Brian Culberson Cut, and it's called It's Wednesday Night. It's a short one. The following is Brian's song from the same CD entitled Sexy Love. Yes, we close out this session with that special one on our mind. The song comes from Andre Ward again. It's called When the Nighttime Comes. When the Nighttime Comes. Meanwhile, Ham's Corner of America Hour, along with guests and others, are still going to continually promote the need for people to read every day. It is a way of increasing your personal knowledge base. Reading keeps you aware of what is happening in our political circles and strengthens our community. Get those books like Un Chani or other authors who are providing a sense of worth and historical matter people of color will not find in their school's curriculum or the public library. Read those internet blogs, magazine articles, and newspaper articles that they truly interest you. Share them with your family and show them that reading increases your awareness of what is really going on. Don't wait for someone to tell you what is happening because you will get their interpretation of events. You don't want that. Find out for yourself. We should teach our children to read at young ages so that they develop great reading habits. Encourage your children to be independent thinkers and not just follow the crowd. Teach them to use their imagination. That alone will improve their creativity that can lead them to all types of professions in life. Reading is where you start to separate yourself, develop thought, learn any and all types of new ideas. Yes, reading is the key to a wealth of knowledge. You can find more details on my website at www.hcofa.net. And of course, again, my new book entitled The Episodic Thoughts of Hamp, Volume 2, is coming in November, just in time to be used as a Christmas present. Sorry to mention it. Thank you for allowing me to promote works that I've written and I'm so very proud of. You just don't know, putting those types of works out there make me feel currently in my life. It is indeed a feeling of accomplishment. Okay, back to the music, enough commercial stuff. You feel me? Merriam Meadows with his classic entitled Playtime. Make a day. Simply trying to find a way to Calling playtime when he was a kid. All right, Kim steps up again, this time with an assist from guess who, Brian Culberson. We played his butt. His album's all over the place today. As I said, Kim steps up again. This is from his new album, and it's called Lonely. Come on, Kim, and Brian Culberson.
There's a light. gladness. Ain't no question about what we fear. It's all divine. Come find love of a lifetime in your sadness. There's something greater on the inside. A new paradise.
Nice. I like that one. All right, here's that Tower of Power veteran, the alto sax man Richard Elliott. He calls this one Mango Tango.